Victoria Day. Victoria Day is a Canadian public holiday that celebrates Queen Victoria. The holiday takes place annually on the last Monday before May 25th. Queen Victoria's birthday was on May 24th, 1819. Victoria Day has been celebrated in Canada since 1845. Queen Victoria reigned in Britain from 1837 until 1901, during what is known as the Victorian era. This was the longest reign of a female monarch in history. Victoria was the daughter of Prince Edward, whose father was the reigning king, George III. She inherited the throne at age 18 when her uncle, William IV, died. King William, like her other uncles, had no living heirs. A few years later, Victoria married her first cousin, Albert. The couple had 9 children together. When Prince Albert died in 1861, the Queen became very depressed. She wore mainly black for the rest of her life. The Victoria Day long weekend unofficially marks the beginning of summer in Canada. Canada's population increases exponentially at this time of year because retired snowbirds return home. Many Canadians wait until this weekend to open their cottages and set up patio furniture and barbecues. This is the busiest time for garden shops and nurseries. While it may still be cool, the risk of frost is usually over. Regardless of the weather, campgrounds and other outdoor facilities often open this weekend. Victoria Day falls on the weekend before American Memorial Day. Victoria Day celebrations take place across Canada with fireworks, parades, concerts, and outdoor festivals. Firework displays typically take place on Monday night at the end of the long weekend. On the West Coast, many Canadians flock to the Queen's namesake city, Victoria, British Columbia. In Ontario, the May long weekend is also known as May 2-4. A 2-4 is slang for a 24-pack of beer. To prevent parties from getting out of hand, many campsites do not allow alcohol on this long weekend. The police are typically out in full force on Canadian highways to reduce drinking and driving. In Ottawa, the May long weekend often coincides with the final weekend of the Canadian Tulip Festival. Each spring, the capital of Canada has over 3 million tulips in bloom. It is the largest tulip festival in the world, and it attracts hundreds of thousands of visitors. Some Canadians feel that it is time to give up the British monarchy. Others are more interested in the monarchy than ever before, thanks to Prince William and Duchess Kate. Despite disagreements about the role of the monarchy, Canadians do not want to give up their May long weekend. After a long Canadian winter, the Victoria Day weekend is often the most memorable weekend of the year.